coach the day after, a good opportunity for your club to start the road trip the way you did the next day. What continues to stand out from the way you beat that club last night?
You know what, and it's true of maybe the last week or so, we're moving better now. And I think we've kind of got into the grind of our schedule and got through maybe the heavy part of it. But going back to the Chicago game, we're moving on the ice better. And today, even we went short practice today, just tried to move the puck around and get the plane right off you. But we're skating well.
Important to keep the guys for the majority on the ice on a day like this.
Yeah, we're trying a bunch of different things, switching the order of on and off ice days. We may look at an off ice day in LA, but. And then there's a mental piece to this, right? We haven't had the season we had hoped we would have. We want to make sure we're still working every day and have a plan and feel that we're preparing the right way for games.
I know you might know the answer better in July and August, but what have you learned over the last 6 weeks or so on this schedule management here? You know, we've talked about so much this season, bouncing between the East, bouncing between the West, and I know you are trying to get different things done.
Well, a bunch of things. And this is going to be more true, I believe, next year without even seeing the schedule. You got to get so much of your work done in September because your schedule just doesn't allow you to put players on the ice and certainly grind them to game readiness in different parts of the year. I mean, February was lighter in terms of number of games, but more taxing in terms of travel and fatigue. So we've tried a bunch of different things, off-ice routines. We've changed those up. Not a whole lot of staying away from the rink just because we've got 4 days built in that we have to stay away from the rink. But different ways of training them on the ice. It's not, I mean, we're not playing that well that we think we've got something figured out that's going to be perfect. But we do feel we've kind of broken through a little bit of a fatigue barrier that I thought two and a half weeks ago, we were really fighting with.
What'd you think of Marco Dano on that net front?
You know what? Marco's been kind of fun to watch here. He's got some good offensive skills, but he's got a little bite to his game, too, and he doesn't mind hanging in there around the front of the net. So a good stick. We'll keep using that. I would like to get Joel or me on the power play as well, get him some time there. But I liked him net front.
He stands out, obviously. I know you talked about him last night, but Brandon Tanev, what did you think of his debut overall?
I liked it because his first most prominent feature is his speed. And you know in his first game he's going to bring that. But he was controlled with it. He wasn't out of position to do it. He wasn't chasing the game. He seemed to have there were two or three situations where a forward has to make a read in the offensive zone, and whether he's going to attack or whether he's going to pull. He made the right reads on that very, very quickly. I think he was a little bit nervous and thinks he'd like to do a little more with the puck. Other than the one regroup that he brought up the ice, I had no problem with what he did with the puck. But that speed is impressive, and where the game is going and where the Winnipeg Jets game is going, where we want to try to play a real fast game, I like to start.
Seemed like he was in his comfort zone too in the PK when he did get
out there. Yeah, so we had seen the video on him that he had a real good understanding of general penalty kill principles. So the adjustments that he would make to fit the players that he played with, I had no problem putting them out there.
How are you going to handle your goalies in the last two games?
Pav's going to go tomorrow. I would say that Michael will get the LA game, but you always leave a door open there for a guy to have a superior performance.
Are all the guys maintenance today, or is there a
yes,
chance?
Yes, no, there isn't anything that we don't expect on the ice tomorrow.
So we wouldn't expect Kitchen
unless something comes up, yeah.
Okay. San Jose 6-4 in their last 10. Big win for them last night. Just a thought as you wrap up your regular season series with them tomorrow?
I think San Jose is going to be a team that's going to play closer to maybe to their game than we necessarily saw from Anaheim or we'll see from L.A. Both those teams rely on a certain physical component that it's hard to manufacture when you've locked up most of what you're in the playoffs and you're just trying to get through this next week. But San Jose skates so very well, and we think we're going to see that tomorrow night. And that'll be, again, another good test for our reads for the young players to be able to pick up that speed. The difference between us playing well against San Jose and not is our gap, because we made mistakes maybe early last year when we played them that we were afraid of that speed. We gave too big a gap, and we just couldn't get near them all night. On our hard gap games against San Jose, we played well.